Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Taylor Swift, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa with you. So working out's supposed to make you feel good, right? That's the goal. That's why I'm doing this.
I guess.
I have not been feeling well for about 2 weeks now. I've got something going on with my toe, my big toe, my left toe. I don't know what it is. I haven't gone to the doctor or anything, but
that toe is really bugging you, though, apparently.
It's like a turf toe. Or something like that?
What is that?
I don't know. It just hurts. Okay. It hurts when, like, I can't do the treadmill anymore. Because
oh, and you love the treadmill.
I can't walk on the treadmill.
Mm. Yeah, that sucks.
So it's really been bothering me. And so I've decided, instead of not doing anything, I've been deciding to do some other things. And I've been doing the rower. You know what the rower is?
Oh, yeah. The rower's hard.
Yeah, the rower is difficult. I used to do the rower all the time. I don't do it as much anymore. So I've been doing the rower, and I've just been doing regular lifting.
Oh, okay.
And today, I can't lift my arms above my head.
Oh, you're in that stage of the workout.
Like, it hurts to pick up my headphones and put them on my head.
Oh, when's the last time that you lifted or did, like, arm workouts like that?
It's been a while. Maybe since before summer.
Yeah.
Like, I just got away with it, and I just got back to doing cardio and core work, and so I wasn't working on lifting. But now I've been doing that instead of the cardio, and now I'm just a mess right now.
Hey, once you get through, like, a week of, like, hell, nightmarish pain, you'll feel so much better. I don't know if that's encouraging or not.
Yeah,
but
right now, I don't feel better. My toe is killing me, and now I can't move my arms.
He's falling apart.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Hey, at least you don't have a cough yet.
Is that what you have?
No, I'm glad that neither of us are sick like that yet. Let's knock on wood somewhere. It'll happen eventually.
I was going to tell you that I am coming down with something.
No!
I don't know what it is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And again, I think it comes back to the workouts. It's like I work out because I want to keep my body healthy. My body is just not healthy right now.
Well, that's great because once one of us gets sick, it's just all downhill. Yeah. We just pass it back and forth for like 6 months. So it's great.
Good times. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill. I thought Gabby was done. I thought she was done singing.
She was not. No.
I haven't heard that song in a while. That's why. Gabby Barrett, Charlie Puth, The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Have we officially reached circle back season yet?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of there all year, though. I'm always
all
like a
year.
I'm always a circle back kind of person, and I just hope that the person never circles back. I try to stretch it out 12 months. I'm not saying it works. I'm saying
what?
I try.
What
but yes, we are officially, I think, in circle back season for the average person.
What is going on with you? Are you clinically depressed? What is happening?
Probably. I'm a millennial. Come on.
What is going on? No, I'm just talking about, I'm looking at I'm counting down how many days we have until the end of the year now.
Oh, yeah. And we're getting into, like, double digits. So, it's not many.
We have about 3.5 weeks of shows left until the end of the year.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about. And so I'm just trading emails back and forth with somebody in the office right now, and they're asking about, can we do this before Christmas? And it's like, just get back to me in January.
I even just did that to a friend yesterday that was like, we should plan like lunch sometime soon. And I was like, I got family coming in. The holidays are about to hit. Let's try for after the first of the year. Let's do that.
So we are there.
We're there.
Sometimes I don't know when circle back season begins. It feels like it's early this year. It feels like I usually can at least get into December. And now here it is before Thanksgiving. And I'm already asking people to circle back until 2026.
I think it goes hand in hand with like putting out Christmas decorations. And it feels like this year, most people are putting them out earlier than usual. I don't know if maybe it's just something I'm noticing on my street, but my street is lit. I'm completely lit with decorations.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I'm taking Myrtle for nightly walks through our neighborhood, and I see trees up, and I see some lights on.
So once I start seeing that, my brain goes, yep, circle back.
All right, so we're getting there is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Good vibes on the way. 216-474-0104 if you want to share a good vibe with us. We'd love to hear it. Some of the good vibes lately have been really, really excellent. About the thing that's going on in your life that makes you happy, it brings you joy. 216-474-0104. Good vibes are coming up. Kendra in Hudson is here with a good vibe this morning. Kendra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Please share with us.
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird, but I grew up reading a lot of comic books, so I've always been into kind of like comic book art and like nerddom and fandom. And I've always had the fantasy of someone drawing my picture, right? Like mm-hmm. in a comic book art style. Mm-hmm. And recently I started dating an artist, and I just kind of like flippantly, you know, mentioned that offhand, like not even thinking that he clocked it. And then for my birthday recently, he gave me like a full, beautiful, illustrated, full-color comic panel where I was a superhero. And the way I cried, like I was a 13-year-old boy.
Like,
yeah, it was the coolest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
So you never shared this fantasy with him?
Oh, I just mentioned it offhand, like passing in conversation. And I didn't even think he like clocked it, but apparently he did.
And this right here is why women date artists.
Right. They listen. They're sensitive. He's wonderful.
Very detail oriented.
And they'll draw you like one of their French girls. It's really all of our dreams.
Yeah. That's next. That's a different kind of comic book, however. That's not something you should share with us if that happens, Kendra.
Lips are sealed.
Yeah, keep that for yourself.
What a great good vibe. I'm so happy things are going well for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a keeper.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Wicked for Good opens up tonight? Tonight at midnight?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh my gosh. And if you're a late night person, I'm sorry. I just think this is so cool. But the Phoenix Theater is showing it for 24 hours.
The original movie, the first Wicked movie, or are they showing the new movie?
I think it's the new movie.
Okay. The new movie.
So starting at midnight.
Starting at midnight, they're just going to keep showing Wicked for Good for 24 hours.
Yes.
All right. You're confident with that information?
No.
No, you're not confident with that
information. No, but because now you're making me second guess it, but I thought that I was confident with that information.
Well, if you're going to say it, you don't want someone to go to Phoenix theaters tonight to think they're watching Wicked for Good.
That's a fair statement. Let me get to the bottom of that.
Okay. So we need to come back and we'll address it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll do that. Want to get the accurate information out there. The Q Morning Show, Q104. All right, it looks like Alyssa is 100% correct. Wicked for Good opens up at 2 this afternoon.
Yeah, and they're going to be showing it for 33 hours. It's a marathon. So yes, you will be able to see it in the wee hours of the night at Phoenix Theater, if you so please.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm seeing this like all over the place.
I'm
like,
trying to talk Bill into going with me to like the 3:30 a.m. showing.
Well, that's
so
never,
we can get out and then just like come straight to work.
That would never happen.
Would the 1:45 a.m. showing be better for you?
Well, why would I watch the sequel without watching the original?
Oh, well, you could put the original on at like midnight and then we would be ready to go by like 1:45 a.m. and we can go see the sequel.
Yeah, none of that's happening.
Oh, I'm just
confident about that.
Put it out there as an option.
So they're doing all of these red carpet events and everything for Wicked for Good.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking to one of the producers of Wicked. His name is Mark Platt. And one of his questions was, hey, what about your next project? Isn't it going to be the Sabrina Carpenter movie, the Alice in Wonderland
Ooh.
Reboot? And he was talking about how this movie is an idea that Sabrina had to reboot Alice in Wonderland. This is producer Mark Platt talking more about that project.
I thought she's such a talented and a young person and a voice. I love her music, and she was just smart and articulate and like the journey that the Alice goes on in the Lewis Carroll book. And so I said, let's take a shot at it.
There you go.
When will I have no idea when that would come out. That would have to be, I mean, if they haven't even started, shooting yet.
I don't think so.
We just learned about this
like last week that this is even a thing that's happening.
Yeah. Who even knows if there's a script ready for that yet? So that's down the road. All right. The Q Morning Show, Hash It Out, is on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
On the way, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Hash it out this morning. I have to tell you, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm very excited about this Hash It Out. So much so that I've even told some friends to listen to this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Let's bring in Mark. Mark, good morning.
Hey, morning. Morning.
There's some neighborhood drama going on between Mark and Dave. We're going to hear from Dave in a second. And we can't say what neighborhood they live in. We agree to that. That's fine. Mark, tell us what's going on between you and Dave.
Okay. So this past weekend, I'm out in the yard, you know, cleaning up all the leaves. There's a giant oak tree in the front yard. And I get the whole lawn cleaned up all the way back to the line, you know, back at the tree line. And by the time I'm done, our yard is gorgeous. It's ready for the season. And then it turns out that doesn't last very long because Tuesday rolls around, I come back home, and my yard is absolutely covered in these leaves again, which is weird because the tree in our front yard, like at that point, it had pretty much lost all its leaves when I was cleaning it up. So I go to the Ring camera to see what sort of wind phenomena had happened.
Right.
I see my neighbor, Dave, in his front yard, he's blowing all the leaves back into my yard. Like every leaf that's in his yard, he's just making sure that it's across the line and into my yard. Literally after 2 days, and I know he saw me, of cleaning my whole yard.
What? Yeah, oh, like, dude.
Okay.
Well, so Dave was like, it's not my problem now. Here you go.
Oh, well, I went over. Yeah, so I went over and talked to him. Seeing this on the Ring, my blood was boiling. So I go over there to talk to him about it, and he wouldn't let me talk. He wouldn't let me get a word in. He just started yelling. He just started explaining and talking. He didn't want to hear it, so I walked away. So that's where we are now.
However, Dave has agreed to come on our show this morning.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Mark and Dave, Hash It Out, Over the Leaves, next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We're in the middle of Hash It Out. We just spoke to Mark, who is upset at his neighbor, Dave, because Mark raked his leaves this past weekend.
Got the lawn all nice and pretty.
And then the other day, noticed that there's a bunch of leaves in his lawn again, and he checked his Ring camera and saw this video of his neighbor, Dave, blowing leaves back onto his lawn. So it's a perfect time to bring in Dave on this Hash It Out. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
There is video evidence, sir, of you blowing leaves from your yard onto your neighbor's, Mark's, yard. Can you explain that?
Well, sure. I mean, first of all, I hate raking leaves. I have always hated raking leaves. That is why I do not have a tree on my front yard. The tree is in his yard, and every year it dumps piles and piles of leaves on my yard, and I'm left to clean it up. I'm tired of it, and it's his tree, it's his leaves. He needs to clean it up.
I mean, Dave, it's a tree. I can't control where the leaves are going to go. I don't make the wind.
You can't control where the leaves go, but you can see where they go, and they go in my yard. And yeah,
yeah,
you go out and make your yard all nice and pretty, and you leave me with this mess from your tree. And every year it's the same thing.
You know, Dave, if I tried to calculate which leaves came from which tree, you think that I'm only raking my leaves up in my yard? Everybody rakes up all the leaves. We're a neighborhood. We're a community. We all rake up the leaves on our property.
Oh,
it doesn't matter what tree
Pete's
it came
sake,
from.
You can look at the leaves and tell what species of tree it comes from. And the only species of that tree is in your yard.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, all right. You already did the work. You just happened to do it into my yard. Why didn't you just do it in general?
You offered to help me last year. You never did it. So I thought this year I would help you out by putting the leaves back in your yard so it would make them easier for you to rake up and put in the bags. I'm not going to do it. By the way, that tree is getting too large. that needs to be trimmed back or taken out.
Might solve some of the leave issue.
Yeah, I think it might solve the whole thing.
No, we're not taking the tree out. We could probably take some limbs out. That there's no way we're getting rid of the tree.
All right, Mark and Dave, we got to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. Before we go any further, is there any way that we can get a copy of that Ring camera video of Dave blowing leaves into Mark's yard?
Can we get
a video of that? Would that be all right?
With me?
Yeah, you're on the video.
No. I mean,
technically it's Mark's video.
How are you going to show a video on the radio?
It's a great question, Dave.
Great point.
It's a great point.
As far as the elf on the shelf, we'll let him help break the leaves.
All right, 216-474-0104. Hash it out. Whose side are you on? Is it Mark's? He's the one with the tree and the leaves just invading the entire neighborhood. Dave's had enough of it. 216-474-0104. Hash it out next. The Q Morning Show. Tag team, 730 banger, The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're in the middle of Hash It Out. We're talking to a couple of neighbors, Mark and Dave. Not going to say where they live, but they're having a little bit of an issue because Mark did all his yard work the other day, got his front yard all cleaned out.
Raked up all the leaves, got it all nice and pretty.
And then noticed the other day that there was just a bunch of leaves back on his lawn.
And he was like, what? This doesn't make any sense, because he said that the tree in his yard was like bare by this past weekend. So he's like, where did these come from?
So Mark said, well, I have video evidence of what happens in my front yard. So he went to the Ring camera and sees Dave blowing the leaves back from his yard, from Dave's yard, back into Mark's yard. And so they came on our radio show to hash things out this morning. What are we hashing out exactly? Like, who's responsible for the leaves?
Who's responsible for the leaves? Dave is saying because it's coming from the tree in Mark's yard, that it's Mark's responsibility. Mark is saying that, well, the leaves fell in your yard, Dave. They're your responsibility.
So I think we have someone who's on Mark's side. I think we have someone that's on Dave's side.
Oh, I love that.
Let's start with Josie in Strongsville. Josie, whose side are you on?
Mark all day. There's no reason to be on Dave's side at all. I'm sorry, Dave.
Okay, what? So Mark is the one with the tree who already cleaned up his yard and is like, what the heck? Dave, you're blowing all these leaves back.
Now, why do you say that, Josie?
Because, Dave, it's part of homeownership. Leaves that come from all down the street will land in your yard, and you just have to deal with it. Now, if his tree was half planted in both your yards, it's a different story. This is part of homeownership. You deal with leaves. I'm sorry.
That was my understanding of this whole thing. When did we have those tornadoes? Was that like last summer or two summers ago?
I think that was last year. Don't quote me on that,
though. I think it was last year. And there was an issue where somebody's tree, one of my neighbors, their tree fell into my other neighbor's backyard.
Oh, I remember that.
And there was a question of who's responsible for the tree. And as it turns out, it's the person who owns the yard. They're all of a sudden responsible for that tree that fell into their yard, even though it's not technically their tree. It is now because it fell into their yard.
Right. So by that logic, that would make Dave responsible for the leaves that are in his own yard.
But Rhonda and Solon, you disagree with that.
Yes. I actually have a neighbor who has an acorn tree, and their branches are growing onto our property. And that I'm concerned that the acorns are going to damage our car as they're sitting in the driveway. And I had called this I talked to the neighbor, tried to get her to cut the tree back, try to work with her, and she hasn't done anything yet. So I called the city hall, and I also called my insurance company to find out what the true facts were about who's responsible if my car gets damaged by her acorns. And basically, my insurance will be responsible for her tree with her acorns hanging on my property, and if it damaged my car. I'm also responsible for trimming that part off of her property her tree that's on my property. I'm also responsible for trimming that.
We actually did get quite a few texts saying that. So if there's any branches of Mark's tree hanging over onto Dave's property, he can trim those if they're over his property line. Yeah. Okay.
Is that what you're going to do, Rhonda? Are you going to trim your neighbor's tree branches?
Well, I have as much as I could, but her tree is overgrown and needs to be trimmed, and I don't want to pay thousands of dollars to have somebody come and trim it.
Did your neighbor
I can only I can only trim what's on my property.
Did you have any issue with did your neighbor have any issue with you trimming their tree branches? Did they care?
So far they didn't say anything. I mean, they've seen all the branches on our property that we trimmed down and put it out there, and she didn't say anything. So no, but my insurance company said, talk with your neighbor again. Maybe, you know, she'll give in and, you know, be kind. Well, I'm trying to be kind. I mean, you know, I agree with Dave that neighbors should come and help him do his yard.
I have an even better suggestion, actually.
What's that?
Smells like she needs to come on for a hash it out herself.
Who's that?
Our last caller. We bring the neighbors on.
Rhonda?
Rhonda with the acorn tree.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on over, Rhonda.
We can plan that as well. Did we actually solve anything today? Did we help anyone? I don't think we did, actually.
I don't think so, but I highly enjoyed this. I love some neighbor drama.
Someone texted in and said, Dave needs to grow the F up.
Woof.
I mean, he sounds like he's pretty much, I don't think he's pretty much set in his ways. I don't think there's any more growing that's going to be happening.
No, it doesn't sound like it. Not Dave.
The Q Morning Show. All right, let's go. I have Alicia in Talmadge with me right now. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
My sister just moved to Talmadge a few months ago. Have you met her yet?
No, I don't think I have.
We'll trade numbers, you and my sister. You guys can hang out. Thank you for listening to us. We're going to play this game, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game. If it's a tie, though, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Alicia. What specific verb describes the noise made by a turkey?
Gobble?
Question two, in the song Peaches from Justin Bieber, where does Justin get his peaches from?
Georgia.
Question three, name the 2010s animated franchise about a Viking named Hiccup.
How to Train My Dragon.
Question four, on a standard Monopoly board, what property is the most expensive?
Park Place.
Question five, this breakfast food was created in the 1960s, and they were originally called Country Squares.
Eggos?
Alicia, you did very well.
Woohoo!
3 for 5.
Oh, no.
You did miss two of them in there. Let's see how Alyssa does compared to you. Alyssa versus Alicia. It continues next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We're back on Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, meet Alicia. Alicia, Alyssa.
Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Alicia did pretty well. 3 for 5 today.
Okay.
Alyssa, you need 3 to tie Alicia. If you get any more than that, you will win the game. Here we go. Question number one. What specific verb describes the noise by a turkey?
Oh, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble is correct.
Almost forgot.
Question two. In the song Peaches from Justin Bieber, where does Justin get his peaches from?
Down in Georgia.
Name the 2010s animated franchise about a Viking named Hiccup.
Oh, the Croods? No, that's cavemen.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Ah, I still haven't seen that movie.
Alicia said How to Train My Dragon. Close enough, judges say. Question four. On a standard Monopoly board, what property is the most expensive?
A hotel?
Sorry, it's Boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Alicia said Park Place.
I'll be real with you. I've never finished a game of Monopoly in my life. I couldn't even tell you the last time I played.
You got to put a 90-minute timer on. That's the only way to do it. So, as we move into the fifth question, Alyssa needs this question correct. Otherwise, Alicia will win Alyssa's College of Knowledge. This breakfast food was created in the 1960s, and they were originally called Country Squares.
I'm going to say Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams is incorrect. Alicia said Eggos. That was also incorrect. It is Pop-Tarts.
Oh!
Dang,
Country Squares. That's not a Pop-Tart.
Well, they didn't go with that. They switched it.
Thank goodness.
To Pop-Tarts eventually. Oh, my goodness, Alicia.
Whew, good job, girl. Good game.
Thanks.
Alicia, you get the Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant, the diploma.
Yay.
And the Meghan Trainor tickets.
Woohoo. I'm excited. My name is Alicia, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Alyssa's kind of bummed out by something today.
That's an understatement.
I thought we'd get into it because I'm only a little familiar about what's going on. What is going on?
Mally's in Lakewood. That is the core of all of my bummery right now, because I feel like my childhood has just been low-key destroyed.
Okay.
It's no big deal.
Seems like a little dramatic, but all right.
It sounds dramatic, but that's how I feel.
216-474-0104. If you know what's going on at Mally's in Lakewood.
They just did a remodel. If you have not yet seen it, I posted it on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. You can find it in our stories.
But we'll get into this, and Alyssa will explain why she feels the way she does coming up next. Also, Alex Warren tickets, 1 hour from right now. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Okay, Alyssa, tell me why Mally's has you so bummed out.
Oh, okay. First, let me start by saying, so Mally's, if you've been to the Mally's in Lakewood.
I've been to this location. I used to live in Lakewood.
Oh, that's right, in your 20s.
And I was within walking distance to that Mally's, so I've been to that Mally's.
This Mally's had a very, like, sprawling Alice in Wonderland mural, kind of like throughout the whole store. Very whimsical, very pink, very just, like, dreamy. It had been there as long as I can remember, because I had my fourth birthday party there. And I asked my mom, it has been there since she was a kid. And they just replaced the mural. The Alice in Wonderland mural, I'm sorry if this is shocking news to anybody, at the Mally's in Lakewood, is no more. They replaced it with a new one. I would like to say the mural that they put in there, okay, it looks fantastic.
That's the one that you posted up on our Instagram.
Yes, it does. I love it. And the artist that they commissioned, she is a local girl, and she's done other murals that I love. And I think she did a wonderful job. However, it does not change the fact that I seriously feel like a piece of my childhood has just been destroyed. And the part that really, really bums me out, because I knew this was coming. I went to Mally's. I had family in town in October, and I always take people to Mally's because I think that it's just like one of those places that nowhere else has. The ice cream parlor, it's just a whole vibe. And we went in there and we saw all the plastic up and they said they were under renovation. And I was like, oh, I didn't want to get ahead of myself. I thought maybe they would keep the mural. And alas, they did not. And it just feels very like corporate in a way. All the whimsy is gone. And I didn't get to say goodbye. And it just, it seriously is like, it's been weighing on me.
So Mally's hasn't explained why they made this change, that, you know, maybe the wallpaper was peeling. They needed a refresh.
It wasn't wallpaper. It was painted on there.
The paint was peeling.
No, because I had been there a couple months ago. Paint was not peeling. Can confirm. I don't know if they just thought that it was time for a change. They sort of explained on their Instagram, but not really. I will say that the old mural that was there is being donated to, I believe, a children's bookstore that is opening soon near the Mally's location in Lakewood.
Well, that's
so
nice.
I'm glad that it was somewhat salvaged and that kids will continue to get to enjoy it. But I won't get to enjoy it when I go to Mally's, and like, it just hurts.
You said it was an Alice in Wonderland theme?
It was. Yeah. I told my mom about it, and I had to set aside a specific day to tell my mother because I knew that this was going to completely ruin her day, if not week. And it did. She has not seen the remodel yet, so I'm curious of what she has to say about it. But if anybody else has seen it, I would love to hear your thoughts. 216-474-0104.
Mally's probably wasn't aware that Sabrina Carpenter had an Alice in Wonderland movie coming out soon, because that would have been very timely.
It's about to be totally trending again.
All right. Moving on this morning, we've got lots more stuff to get to, because that's not the only thing that has you emotional this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that the Mally's thing?
It's not just the Mally's thing. There's five planets in retrograde right now, so I'm just going through it.
All right. We'll get to all of it coming up. The Q Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's Q104. Alyssa is taking me on an emotional roller coaster this morning because first she's all bummed out that Mally's has changed the mural inside their Lakewood location. And then she's like, and I want to talk about this music box. And she opens up the music box and then she starts crying.
I can't help it. Every time I hear a music box, it just sends me over the edge.
And so I'm like, what is going on? All right, so tell me about the music box.
Okay.
Like, where did this come from?
So I've been cleaning out my stuff that has been living in my grandparents' basement for well over a decade now. Mm-hmm. Because I lived in California and it wasn't my problem. It was not in front of me. So now I'm like getting all my stuff from childhood, teenage years, whatever. Going through one of these boxes, I found an old music box like last week. And I was so excited because it's a Madeline music box. I used to love Madeline, the little redhead French girl cartoon. She had like books, TV show, and I had a stuffed animal of her. Anyways, wind up this music box because I'm like, oh my God, I remember this thing. And it starts playing. And I get through maybe like 10 seconds where I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, oh, wait. I'm not even joking. I wound it up to play it for my husband, like for the first time.
Uh-huh.
When I found it. And I immediately had to run to the bathroom to excuse myself because I was seriously just, I was just bawling. And I knew that if I was crying in front of him, he'd be like, what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. Music boxes just make me cry and cry and cry.
It's every music box or it's this particular music box?
It's every music box, but I just forgot that this was a thing for me. Because I haven't been around a music box in a while.
Okay, so if you want to see a picture of the music box that Alyssa's talking about, you can go to our Instagram, at The Q Morning Show. Go ahead and pick it up. Put it next to the microwave. Put it next to the microwave over there in the kitchen by the sink.
Okay, let me wind it up really quick.
Yeah, wind it up. Put it next to the microphone.
Okay.
All right, is it going to start playing? Sounds like the ice cream truck.
It's the Madeline theme song, but in music box form, and I just can't. I don't know why. It just makes me uncontrollably sad.
All right, 216-474-0104. Is there something like that you've encountered in your life? Where it can't be something like that is supposed to make you cry. Like,
no.
Obviously makes you cry.
No, it has to be something that, like, it just made you cry, and even you were surprised that it made you cry.
It just came out of nowhere, and you're like all emotional, like Alyssa is with this music box right now. 216-474-0104. Tell us what that is for you.
Do you have anything like that, Bill?
Let me think about it.
I doubt it.
Got a heart of stone. Taylor Swift, it's Q104. Okay, I thought of something that is kind of stupid, but it was unexpected, and it would make me cry whenever it happened.
What is it?
It doesn't happen anymore. It used to happen when I watched The Price is Right.
Okay, what was it?
When Bob Barker was the host, when he would say, and we want to give you this, a new car! And then everybody like, ah! And I would just like, I would get so emotional when that would happen. I don't know why. The contestants jumping around.
I get that. It's you're happy for their happiness.
And my eyes would well up with tears.
Okay, I get that. I get that, though. Yes, it's very much the same.
So that's what we're talking about. Emily in Broadview Heights, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what is the unexpected thing that makes you cry?
I'm, like, kind of embarrassed to admit this, but the song Landslide. You know that song?
Yeah.
Any version. It doesn't matter. Like, if I start hearing that song, I immediately tear up before even the lyrics start. Like, I don't even know. It's just very triggering to me.
Even just, like, the music alone.
Yeah, just the melody alone. Like, it doesn't even matter where I am or what I'm doing. Like, a couple months ago, actually, I was at, like, my niece's birthday party, and they did it at, like, a roller rink. Mm-hmm. And the DJ started playing Landslide. And immediately, I had to, like, run to the bathroom to excuse myself so that I could cry. I don't know what it is about this song, but it ruins me.
Oh, crying in the bathroom of the roller rink. That's so sad.
I don't know. It's so embarrassing.
I have quite a few questions and or issues. Number one, who is playing Landslide at a roller rink?
Yeah, I thought about that.
Why?
It was sort of like a fun DJ who was like, you know, you could tell like he was a little bit older. I feel like he's been doing this since the 80s, you know, and he just like had some oldies in his pocket that he would put in here and there.
Yeah, he's like, let's slow it down for the lovebirds out there.
Yes, exactly. The 14-year-old lovebird.
That is professional incompetence to me. They want to hear K-pop Demon Hunters, and this guy's playing Landslide. My second question is, do you remember the first time you heard that song? Can you remember?
No, I can't remember because I've tried to pinpoint this. And, like, I know I saw it at, like, one of my friend's parents got married and they slow danced to it. It was, like, the song at their wedding. Mm. So, like, I think I, like, associate it with, like, true love.
Yeah, but there's a million sad songs out there. For some reason, this song has the powers to make you cry.
Right. I don't know. It's wild. But if I was an actor, I would listen to that song. Like, if I had to be one of those teens where you had to cry because it's, like,
it's oh, Bill, don't do this to her right now.
This is for you, Emily.
No!
Oh, God, no.
Bill, you're so mean. You're so mean. I took my love.
And I took it down.
Stop.
I'm going to make Emily run to the bathroom to have another good cry. It's rude.
Thank you, Emily. Thank you for calling into our show this morning.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Dan in Strongsville is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's you versus Alyssa. Whoever answers the most questions correct will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Dan, your five questions are ready. Here we go. Question number one. In Hickory Dickory Dock, what animal runs up the clock?
A mouse.
Question two. What part of the body does a cataract affect?
The eyes.
Question three. The classic toy with two knobs that you would use to create images, and then you shake to erase?
Etch-a-Sketch.
Question four. Fill in the blank on this line from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. A blank by any other name would smell as sweet.
Rose.
Final question. The name of the American president who decided that Thanksgiving would be a federal holiday.
Oh, geez. Washington.
Dan, you did excellent. 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Alyssa has her work cut out for her. Will she tie Dan? Will she beat him today? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio to face Dan in Strongsville.
Dun, dun, dun. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan did excellent.
Ooh.
4 questions correct out of 5.
Oh, you weren't kidding. Okay.
So, Alyssa, that's what you need to do. You need to at least get 4 right to tie him. If you get more than that, you'll be perfect today and you'll win the game. Question 1. In Hickory Dickory Dock, what animal runs up the clock?
A mouse.
Question 2. What part of the body does a cataract affect?
Your eye.
It's the classic toy with two knobs that you would use to create images, and then you shake to erase.
Etch-a-Sketch.
Question 4 is a fill-in-the-blank. Fill in the blank on this line from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. A blank by any other name would smell as sweet.
Ah, a rose?
Oh, my God. Yeah, she got the tie. Let's see if you get the outright win. The name of the American president who decided that Thanksgiving would be a federal holiday.
Theodore Roosevelt.
No, you're both wrong on that. Abraham Lincoln.
That was my second guess.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So Alyssa versus Dan ends in a tie today.
Good game, Dan.
Oh, thank you. Good job, Alyssa.
I'm giving you a handshake through the phone.
All right. Appreciate it.
Dan, we would like to give you these Meghan Trainor tickets as well. Thank you for playing today.
Awesome. Thank you so much. My daughter's going to be so happy. My name is Dan, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Justin Bieber and Daisies. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving Day.
That's crazy.
I have a list here. These are the topics you should definitely avoid at the dinner table on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, I love these.
There's eight things on this list. I bet you could guess all eight.
I'm sure that I could.
Go ahead and guess number one. I know you know number one.
Politics.
Politics is number one.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is something that within my immediate family and who I'm having dinner with on Thanksgiving, I know that politics will not come up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we invited my uncles to Thanksgiving, it's sometimes the first thing that comes out of their mouth before their coat is off.
Right. Yeah. Can't help it.
Yeah.
Old habits.
Politics, number one. What else? You want to try to guess something else? You're red hot right now.
How specific are these things?
Pretty specific.
Pretty specific. Let's just go like, I don't know, the Kardashians.
What a good guess, but no, that's not on the list. I think that would be fine to talk about.
I think that it would be fine to talk about in my house, but I feel like...
I think you can transition. You could say, hey, do you know Kim Kardashian doesn't believe that we actually landed on the moon in 1969?
Yeah.
And then work your way into that conversation.
I like that.
Find out if there's anybody else in your family who believes that the moon landing was fake.
But be careful, because then that could get political and then you got to dip out of that.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, though, what else is on that list?
Finances. Don't talk about finances.
Oh, yeah. Money.
I don't know why that would come up, but...
I mean, I guess somebody everything would, is really expensive right now. I could see money coming up.
Maybe if someone complained about how expensive today is.
Right.
And then that goes right back into politics.
And that goes back to politics. Right. So you definitely want to stay away from that.
Don't comment on somebody's appearance or weight.
That's all just right? a rule of thumb. Let's just Pretty never much. Do that. Not on Thanksgiving or any day.
Religion. Just take that right off.
Yep. Get rid of that, too.
Your previous relationship.
Ooh.
Don't ask someone, hey, what happened to that guy that you were with last year?
Yeah.
I like that guy. What happened to him? Don't bring that up.
Don't bring it up. Don't ask about it. One thing that my mom is really good at doing this, because she's a very nostalgic woman. She doesn't mean any harm. She's not asking how the person's doing, but she'll bring up like stories of me with ex-boyfriends at the dinner table. And I'm like, stop it. Just call him a friend, okay? We don't need to get into the details of who he is.
How does that come up?
It's stories from college my mom will be telling. And yeah. Just one of those things. Yeah, be on the lookout for.
Mental health is on this list.
Wait, work, don't talk about it?
Don't talk about mental health.
Okay.
Work and career is on this list. And finally, it's going back to what you just said, relationship status.
Mm.
My brother always used to say, like after I met Paula and I started bringing Paula to a bunch of family events, my brother said the question that he would always get is, so when are you going to find a girlfriend? Like your brother. He got that all the time. He hated that.
Yeah. I'm sure he didn't like that.
So avoid those things and you'll have a happy Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.